Buddy.
Definitely. I knew I was going to be called first. Oftentimes, when I have an issue, I find I can move up the emotional scale with certain ease, or I can do it fairly successfully. But then I get two choices on a similar issue, similar topic, and I just agonize, and I can become paralyzed, or there's three or four things that are in my line of sight, you know, be it on a career or even simple choices about.
Well, when you feel indecision like that, it means that you're attempting to take action before the energy is really in alignment. Because as in exactly the same way that we described that fast-moving river and Jerry and Esther and their friends having no question about which way they were going to go with it, that's the way when you are in alignment with what's in your vibrational escrow, it lights up in such a powerful way that you don't feel confused about which way to go. We have said that just pick one and line up with it. In other words, if you're in that sort of quandary where you feel that you have to make a decision, just make a decision and then line up with it. But it's even more effective and so much more fun if you do the mental work first, the emotional, vibrational work first, and then you just know which is the most viable direction for you to go. And if it feels iffy, or if they feel equal, either you haven't done your work or it doesn't really matter. So if you feel that you must make a decision because you're up against a time deadline of something or other, then make any decision and line up with it. But if you have some leeway in relationship to time, then spend more time in the imagery part of it. Mm-hmm. The other day, we want to just tell you this quick story because this is the way it is supposed to feel for you. We're not kidding you at all about this. So Jerry and Esther have been moving around the country for about 7 years in three different monster buses. And they really enjoy being in the bus. They like coming to see you in this way. They love everything about it. And when they are in San Diego or in California, they stay there for a few months in one particular area as they are doing the different seminars in San Diego and cruises from there. So a particular place that they've been parking the bus is getting ready to close. And so that contrast caused a sort of rocket of desire to be launched for Jerry and Esther. It's the last remaining really beautiful place to park in San Diego. And so the contrast made them feel uncomfortable and made them want more control of their experience. So they launched a rocket of desire without even really knowing that they had done it, like so many rockets of desires. And the rocket of desire was launched from their awareness of what was going wrong. It made them want a stable place for them to be when they are in San Diego. They like to be near the ocean. They like that ocean air. So they launched the rocket of desire, and there it is over there in vibrational escrow, and law of attraction goes right to work on it. Well, meanwhile, Jerry and Esther are busy. They're doing a lot of other things. They're not worrying about this RV park closing. They're off doing what they're doing all day, every day, and living happily ever after while this vibrational escrow is drawing current to itself. Now, Jerry and Esther did not realize it, but they had been launching that rocket of desire for a long time. In other words, different things happen which makes them want more freedom. Different things happen which makes them want more privacy. Different things happen. In other words, there have been a lot of rockets of desire that they've been contributing to this. So then the first thing that happened, as Source was calling them, there's a dry cleaner that they drive to when they're in the area. They drive a long way to this dry cleaner because it's very good. And while there, Jerry found a book called California Dream Homes. So he picks up the book and flips to a page, and he sees a house for sale that says RV parking available. And it sort of just triggered something within Jerry. And he said, you know, maybe we should look for some property in the area where we could park the bus. So They just left it at that. They were too busy to look for property. They were doing many things, working on the weekly tape that day. And so they just left it there. Little did they know that it was amassing even more in vibrational escrow. So they're moving around the state of California, and a few weeks later, a friend